בוקר טוב, חודש טוב, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת מטות מסעי. Finally, after several months of being one parasha behind Eretz Yisrael, we finally caught up this week. Well, we're going to catch up Shabbat morning. Rabotai, there's so much to speak about naturally because the two parashiyot themselves are very long, and when you combine them together, it's the longest kriya that's ever possible of kriyat haTorah, is parashat Matot Mas'e. For those who are reading, mamash, they need to get a raise for the Shabbat. Because it's Mikey, put it in the, they need to get a raise. Bonus for Matot Mas'e. Yeah, everybody in every shul, all the Baalei Kurim, everybody gets scared away of Matot Mas'e. Lo yodea makara. So, mikol makom rabotai, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parasha is tasked to do his last commandment of his lifetime. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Nekom nikmat b'nei Yisrael meta midganim, achar he'asef il amecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, go seek out vengeance from Midian, wipe them out, and then Hashem told him straight, after this is done, it's time for you to pass away. That's what he told him. And we find that Am Yisrael carried out this command begrudgingly because they realized that Moshe Rabbeinu would have to die afterwards, and therefore they didn't want to do this. And Moshe Rabbeinu could have stalled for time. If he didn't go out to war, you know, he wouldn't have died. And yet the Midrash says, look how zariz Moshe Rabbeinu was. He knew his life depended on this. And after he did this mitzvah, he would die. And yet what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He had to force 1,000 soldiers from each shevet, 12,000 soldiers, to go out to war. They didn't want to do it because they knew if we went out to war, this would directly cause the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Look how much Am Yisrael, look how Moshe Rabbeinu was so beloved to Am Yisrael that they had to be forced, they had to be dragged. It says, "Vayimaseru me'alfei Yisrael elef namate." It doesn't say they volunteered for the army. It says, "Vayimaseru," which means what? They were dragged into the army by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't worry about me. We have a command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We got to take care of it right away, with haste. You have to make sure that the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't wait a moment. Now listen, we find that when Moshe Rabbeinu came back, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go out to the war. Moshe stayed back, and Azar stayed back. But what? Who went out to the war? Pinchas was the leader of the war and the 12,000 soldiers. But when they came back, there was something that aggravated Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened? They came back and they took all of the, who did they take? Forget about the spoils, but who did they take as, not hostages, what do you call it? Prisoners. Who did they take as prisoners? The women of Midian. And Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at the generals of Am Yisrael. He says, I don't understand you. These were the women who caused Am Yisrael to sin to begin with. They caused the whole Magifa. Remember, why did Hashem send them out to war against Midian? You remember Parashat Balak, Parashat Pinchas? The 24,000 people who died in Am Yisrael because they sinned with Midian? These were the women that caused it, and you're keeping them alive. I told you to kill everybody. The Torah says, Vayiktzof Moshe al pekudei echai. Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at the generals. And the Torah says, and he was right for doing so, as we'll discuss in a moment. But as a result of getting upset, he forgot the halacha. The very next parasha in the Torah speaks about kashering vessels, dipping vessels, and who is the one who taught those halachot to Am Yisrael? El Azar HaKohen, the Torah says. Where was Moshe? Says Rashi HaKadosh B'Shem HaMidrash. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to teach these laws to Am Yisrael, but as a result of him becoming aggravated, angry at the generals because of what they did, immediately he forgot this halacha. The Midrash continues and says that there are three places in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu got upset, and we find that immediately following his anger, he forgot the halacha that he was supposed to teach Am Yisrael on the spot. By the man, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu got upset when they left over man, and he forgot to teach them in Hilchot Shabbat afterwards. By the children of Aharon, remember when Nadav Avihu passed away? On that day, Moshe Rabbeinu got upset at El Azar v'Itamar for not eating the meat from the Sa'ir HaShodesh. But he forgot, as a result of getting angry, that since they were onenim, onen, which was before they were buried, before Nadav Avihu were buried, Onen is not allowed to eat Kadashim. He forgot about that. And once again, in this week's parasha, by the spoils of Midian, he forgot the laws of kashering vessels, which are spoken about in this week's parasha. Rabotai, Hagon Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Zecher Tzaddik VeKadosh LiBracha. He says, let's observe, let's analyze this passage, even from the greatest people. Look what anger can do to a person. And the anger that Moshe Rabbeinu had in these situations, in every single case, was 100% justified. Like we said before. Can you think about it for a second? The ones that brought about the death, can you imagine somebody's responsible for the death of 24,000 Jews? What would you do to them?
Kill them.
And the generals brought them back. Moshe Rabbeinu says, these women were the catalyst for the death, for the magifah in Am Yisrael, and he kept them alive. And he was 100% right. And in all of the other cases that Moshe Rabbeinu got upset, he was also right. What do you see from here? That even justified anger causes a person to lose his, to forget his learning. Why is that? And he says a very interesting note, which is, you have to think about it and internalize it for a moment, because it's very, you know, at every point in a person's life, at many points, inevitably in a person's life, a person will become angry. Some more, some less, right? The Mishnah Pirkei Avot says, what, you know, it's better to, kasher lichaos v'noach lirtzot. The best kind of person to be is long to anger and easy to appeasement. That's the best kind of guy. There's four different kasher lichaos, noach lirtzot. Kasher lichaos, kasher lirtzot. Noach lichaos, noach lirtzot. Noach lichaos, kasher lirtzot. That's the worst. A person who's quick to anger and very hard to appease, is it a shock? You get, yeah? These people have short fuses, yeah? In many communities, it's very funny. You see people, they have very short fuses, they get angry very quick. And then what? But right after they get angry, they make up again right afterwards. The Mishnah says, Yatza hefsedo bischaro, which means it's not a good thing. The best thing to do is for a person to train himself to be long to anger, not get angry, you know, quickly at all. But if he does, what happens to try and let it go as quickly as possible? He says, by other things in the world, by other subjects, by other chokhmot, by other forms of wisdom. Let's say you're a big math person, science, medicine, biology, and yodama, one of the other chokhmot of the world. If a person has terrible midot, does that inhibit him from being an expert in these chokhmot? Yeah? History has shown some of the greatest chachamim, I'm not talking about Jewish ones, I'm talking about some of the greatest scholars in many, in psychology and philosophy and all these things. They were the biggest jerks and depraved individuals on the planet. And yet, you know, everybody knows people like that. And yet, even though they're disgusting people in their personal lives, it doesn't stop them from being a big math professor or from being a big doctor. Yeah, one has nothing to do with the other. The only subject in life that's different is the Torah Kedosha. You know why? Because the Torah Kedosha ain't no subject. The Torah Kedosha is not a subject. It's an elixir of life. We find that when a person doesn't have good midot, ka'as is one of the most detrimental midot. The Rambam writes in Hilchot Da'ot that the two most detrimental midot that a person can ever have is what? Ga'ava and ka'as. And they're interrelated. Yafeh me'od. They go together. Huh? Ka'as is anger. Ga'ava is arrogance. Both of them are interrelated, because for a person to be angry, what kind of person always gets angry?
Arrogant.
An arrogant person. Why? Because if you weren't arrogant, it's all about me. Why is he doing this to me? Why is it? Who asked you? What do you have to, who cares? Why does it have to rub you the right way? A person gets angry when he thinks that he has to agree with everything. Why do you have to agree with everything? Why does everything have to be according to you, according to your schedule, whatever? Ah, what do you see? That anger and arrogance are really, they're not even cousins. They're twin brothers. You know that? Kachazin. By the Torah, when a person has bad midot, not only does that prevent him from learning new Torah, it doesn't stick, but even if a person had Chokhmat HaTorah before, you know what anger and other bad midot do? It's like a fire that burns away any Torah you currently have as well. It doesn't only affect the future, but even what you have from the past, it burns away. Milanu gadol miMoshe Rabbeinu. Why do you think the Chachamim are teaching us this? The Chachamim said there is no greater man to ever have walked the face of the earth than Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet even he, when he even justifiably had this anger, he also suffered the consequence of that anger, and he forgot the halacha that he needed at the moment. Why does the Torah teach us that? So that we should learn. If it happened to Moshe Rabbeinu, you better believe that not that it can, that it will happen to you and to me and to everybody if we get angry. That is the, it's not a punishment, it's cause and effect of Midot Ra'ot. The Torah was given for us to be refined. You know what refined means? You know what an oil refinery is? That's one of the most expensive things it's always been on the planet is what? What's one of the most expensive, valuable natural resources? Oil. You take oil. You ever see how oil, it's very interesting. You know how oil is dug? They go into there's all sorts of oil rigs. They dig in the water. They dig in all sorts of places. They take crude. You know what the oil is? It's petroleum. You know what else they make from oil? Plastic. They make a lot of things from oil. And they take it and they refine it into gas and they refine it into plastic. It's got to go through a refinery. It has to go through a process that purifies it. The Botai, the Torah Kedosha, through having Midot Tovot, is the refinery of the soul. The soul is crude oil. Comes out of the ground, very rough. What do you have to do? You have to refine it. You have to shave it down. Polish it with the Torah, but together with the Torah, Midot Tovot. The Torah with the Midot has to burn away all of the impurities, because if a person, even if he has Torah, but without Midot Tovot, Bar Minan, what that can do to a person, can burn away his Torah. Make sure if you don't, you know, anybody here work in jewelry? Rabotai, when you want to purify precious metals, how do you purify the precious metal? There's something that's called a kur. It's like an oven.
Heat it up.
You got to heat it with fire. Fire is a very interesting thing. You know that? Fire can purify things, but it can also burn other things. The Torah is fire. If you use it properly, it'll purify you. If you use the Torah improperly, if you use the fire of the Torah improperly, it'll burn you. You got to be very careful. Like the Gemara says, in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Pechet Amud Bet, Lamayminim ba sama de chaye, Lamasmilim ba sama de mota. Those who treat the Torah correctly and learn it correctly and have the real Masoret, it becomes an elixir of life. Those who don't, ban minan, it can be a potion of death. That's where we find that Midot Tovot are the underlying, it's the fundamental bedrock upon which the Torah is built. That's what we're here to perfect, Rabotai. And I want to thank you all for listening. Shabbat Shalom Vorach. And like I said, Shabbat Shalom. Next week I'm going to be away for a few days. I will be back, Bezat Hashem, by Friday. But I will send Marei Mekomot, Bezat Hashem. And the boys, I'm leaving you in good hands. Yeah? My Talmidim will take care of you. The older Talmidim will be mechazek the younger ones. And Be'ezat Hashem, Ish et lechi bi'azoru, ulachim, shumar chazak.